Good morning. First, I would like to congratulate our colleague at DAISY and Spring 8 for their success. I'm going to talk about our new lesson of single path hiking FEL at the Brookhaven National Synchron Light Source Source Development Lab. I'm going to present first lesson of a SASE FEL at 193 nanometer and our first lesson of first harmonica HIG at 199 nanometer and then maybe a completely new FEL lesson using laser-enhanced SASE. I would like to acknowledge my colleagues, Yuzhen Shen and Tahiro is a part of our experiment team. Jim Murphy, I provide a theoretical physics guidance for our experiment effort. And I would like to also acknowledge Jim Rose and Tom Strong for their contribution. Here's an outline of my talk. After a very brief introduction of SDL, I would like to present the experimental characterization of our first lesson for three FELs. First, a SASE at 193 nanometers, and first harmonic HIG lasing with a seed laser at 795 nanometer, lasing at 199 nanometer, and the first observation of enhanced SASE lasing at 210 nanometer. Here's the layout of our facility. SDL, it consists of a standard BNL photo injector and a 250 MeV LINAC. One of the unique features of the SDL is a single Thai Sapphire laser system. It's used both to drive the photocathode RF gun and as a seed for our laser seeded FEL amplifier experiment. The high brightness beam generated by the photo injector is accelerated to about 70 MeV to this location. Then the bunch lines are compressed from several picoseconds down to sub-picoseconds with a standard 4-max chicken bunch compressor. This graph shows the FEL spectrum reach of the SDL as a function of electron beam energy when we use a 10-meter-long Nicis undulate with a period at about 3.89 centimeters. I would like to let you know for 250 MeV, when you take into the consideration of bunch compression, the minimum shortest pulse length we can reach is about 160 nanometer. So prior to April this year, the shortest wavelength we have been observed at SDL is 266 nanometer. In April, after successfully installing new magnesia cathodes, we observed the first SASE lasing around 200 nanometer. Here you see a nice, very nice Gaussian symmetric SASE transverse distribution observed by a CCD camera. And here you saw our first SASE observed at around 207 nanometers. And the maximum SASE energy we observed is about 2 microjoules. Since then, we have been pushing down the SASE wavelength to about 193 nanometer. This is limited by the window and that air transmission because all detectors in the air. And as you see from previously, obviously our SASE did not reach the saturation. To improve the performance of SASE, Brookhaven have been pursuing the hiking harmonic generation FEL, laser-seeded FELs. So we have been successful achieved the lasing third harmonic a couple years ago. For the first harmonic, with a seed laser, 795 nanometers, which interacting with the electron beam through an inverse electron laser interactions. This modulator is about 1 meter long, and the energy modulated electron beam is converted into spatial modulation by a small dispersion magnet. The 10-meter long Nicis undulator is our radiator, which is tuned to the first harmonic of a seed laser. And here's the spectrum measurement of our first harmonic HIG at 199 nanometers. And this is the gain curve of the first harmonic HIG energy as a function of undulated length. And clearly you can see the slope change of the gain curve. This is an indication of saturation of a first harmonic HIG. Another thing we have been doing study observe is the HIG spectrum fluctuation range due to the seed laser bandwidth. We observe the maximum, the HIG spectrum fluctuation is about the seed laser divided by the harmonic numbers. So once we know this range, what we did is tune the electron beam energy out of the HIG seed laser bandwidth. And we move the electron beam energy from the HIG resonance 202 down to 197 MeV. We observe enhancement of SASE by more than all the magnitudes. And here you see the spectrum. This is HIG, and this is I call the eSASE. And we also experiment characterize, again, the energy evolution as a function of undulated length. And from this curve, you can see the saturation of our first observation of laser-enhanced SASE. So besides this, the new lasing I just present, we have been also doing the laser-seeded FEL. Last year, we presented this first lasing at 0.8 microns. And this is the first measurement that we achieved about 3 orders of magnitude. Recently, we have improved the laser-seeded FEL gain to almost 5 orders of magnitude. The real experiment, real exciting experiment we observed last year is super radiance with a laser-seeded FEL amplifier. With a laser-seed wavelength, laser-seed pulse length about 150 femtosecond, we observe the pulse shortening of the FEL from 150 down to about 81.7 femtosecond. So this is a first direct experiment observation of super radiance at a single pass FEL. There's two more posters will be presented related to this laser CD FEL. Jim Murphy is going to give a talk about, give a poster about the theory, and Takahiro is going to present a first experiment observation of the FEL efficiency improvement using the frequency detuning. So here's a summary of my talk. I hope I have convinced you. We presented our first lasing of SASE below 200 nanometers, and we have achieved saturation of the first harmonic HIG at 199 nanometers. And the most exciting to me is we observe first laser-enhanced SASE FEL. And of course, our future is very bright, and we would like to continue to do a laser-seeded FEL at 1 micron. Our research, the near-term research in the laser-seeded FEL is to demonstrate the technique to improve the FEL efficiency, such as friction detuning and tapering. Thank you.
Thank you, and again, congratulations for the
here
results.
Here are the two posters. You are welcome to visit our posters this afternoon.
And this is very quite important results in the direction to operate free electron laser in X-ray region without utilizing so huge accelerators and so on. So this is a possibility to utilize harmonic generation and also to improve the quality of the X-ray beam, I believe is quite a fundamental point for our research. Thanks. It's time for a few questions. Maybe the poster section there will be time to discuss more deeply. So, if not, thank you again.